and welcome to PleasingToThePotter.com. This is your host, Horace Williams Jr. Thank you for tuning in today and listening. How has your month gone so far? We're down 1 month of the new year. Has it been a productive month? Are you happy? Still have your focus? What about prayer? Have you included prayer in your plans for the new year? Speaking of prayer, I want to also let you know that I have a private prayer message board on my website, pleasingtothepotter.com. You can go there and leave prayer requests or share praises, or even if you have any questions you may want to ask about prayer or faith in God, I'll be happy to respond. Messages come directly to me. Also, I was praying about what to share with you all this week, and I came across an article that I wrote almost 3 years ago. And it kind of relates to my book that I'm just finishing and sending to the editor at the end of this week, The Furnace of Affliction. And so I was like, wow, isn't it kind of cool how God was preparing me to write that book in this article? The title of the article is Seven Amazing Benefits in Becoming More Like Jesus. And I want to share that with you this time, because I was so encouraged by it, and I hope you're encouraged as you hear these benefits. One thing I will share is that all the benefits begin with the letter R, so I hope that this will help you in remembering them going forward. Becoming more like Jesus can be an intimidating thought when we truly think about it. The creator of the universe, the resurrected savior for all mankind, and almighty God. Even though Christ is risen from the dead, he keeps us here on earth to be a representation of who he is. When I think about what he brought me through, I am both humbled and thankful that he is by my side. His desire is to mold and grow us each and every day to become more like him. Romans 8:29. For those whom he foreknew, he predestined to be conformed to the image of his own Son, so that he would be the firstborn among many brethren. Once again, that's Romans 8:29. Yes, there are tumultuous trials. We are faced with spiritual warfare every day as Christians, but there's also something so remarkable and life-transforming as we seek to live for him. Based on my experiences over the past few years since my stroke, I want to share with you these seven amazing benefits in becoming more like Jesus every day. The first benefit is our relationship with God through Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ paid the ultimate sacrifice for our sins when he died on the cross. Died for us on the cross. Through his resurrection and our acceptance of him as our Savior, we have unfettered access to our Heavenly Father. As we read his word daily and reach out to him in prayer, he communicates his will and desires for our lives and helps us to understand our purpose for his glory. Listen to this verse. In Romans 5, for if while we were enemies, we were reconciled in God through the death of his Son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. That's Romans 5:10. The second benefit of becoming more like Jesus is a renewed mind. As we spend time communicating with God and studying his word, our mind begins to change. Our thoughts become more like Christ as we grow to despise sin like he does. He said with a twisted tongue, the things we speak, think, and do are transformed as our mind becomes saturated with God's word. And that you be renewed in the spirit of your mind and put on the new self, which is in the likeness of God, has been created in righteousness and holiness of the truth. That's Ephesians 4, verses 23 and 24. The third benefit of becoming more like Jesus is a rejuvenated spirit. I love that. We need that as we're going forward in the new year. It's not until after my mind began to renew as I lay in the hospital that my spirit was rejuvenated from the unquestionable hope in my Savior. I had a hunger to know more about him and learn why he allowed me to survive. I was humbled when I realized his unconditional love for me, which steered me off the dangerous path I was headed down. Yes, indeed, there will always be trials and tribulations. But when we remember all that Christ has done for us, our heart should shout with joy. Wow, that sounds like a synopsis of my new book. Anyway, the fourth benefit of becoming more like Jesus, amazing benefit of becoming more like Jesus, is a renovated heart. This benefit may cause us to endure some pain as God begins to peel away the residue of habitual or hidden sins, things in our life that displease and dishonor Him. The renovations can take time depending on our willingness to change and our stubbornness to hold on to those things that keep us from fulfilling His will for our lives. He replaces what we thought was something we needed with His unfailing love and the divine strength to overcome anything. Amen. And the hope of God does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out within our hearts, which was given to us through the Holy Spirit, who was given to us. That's Romans 5:5. Speaking of fives, the fifth benefit is a reconstructed future. Woo, it's getting good, people. Since we have accepted Christ as our Savior, we have the promise of spending eternity in heaven with Him. God wants to bless us not only in heaven someday, but right here and now as we seek to live for Him. The prosperity of His peace, the goodness of His grace, and the moments of His mercy are all bountiful blessings that we can receive right now as we live for Him. Amen. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. That's the verses found in John 14, verses 2 and 3. And then one more. A faithful man will abound with blessings. Proverbs 28:20. What an awesome promise from God. The sixth benefit of the core becoming more like Jesus Christ is righteous thoughts. As a result of our renewed mind, our thoughts about life begin to change. In spite of the personal attacks from Satan, the dramatic changes in the world around us, our country continues to go further away from God. However, our righteous thoughts help us to see everything through God's eyes. Jesus warned us about the tribulations and the turmoil we would encounter, but He also has promised to leave us with incomparable peace. He wants us to trust Him completely in every situation. And we're saving the final amazing benefit of becoming more like Jesus, one of my favorites, is a reinforced faith. Wow, now that's a good R. This is one of my favorite benefits, although number five is hard to beat, which was reconstructed future. I think they all go together. Just last week, I was headed to the doctor with my parents, and my mother said to me, "You know you are in spiritual warfare." I said to her, "I must be doing something right if the devil continues to attack." I don't mean that in a prideful way, but I am thankful that God continues to bring me through each and every trial. And as He does so, my faith in Jesus Christ grows stronger every day. It's my hope to encourage others as they witness my response to difficulties and trials. Now, I want to share with you this verse that's become one of my favorites since my stroke. "Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I keep Thy word. May those who fear You see me and be glad, because I wait for Your word." That's found in Psalm 119, verses 67 and 74. Ladies and gentlemen, these seven benefits have transformed my life, and it's my prayer that you are encouraged as you hear about them. Becoming more like Christ is a tremendous responsibility, but is also the highest of honors. As a member of God's family, I am thankful for the blessing of these benefits as I seek to continue in God's will for my life. If you know Christ as your Lord and Savior, you also can have these seven amazing benefits in your life during your journey. However, I'm always inspired to hear about how God is working in the lives of my brothers and sisters in Christ. So feel free to visit pleasingtothefather.com. Go to prayer requests. Click on that tab. The private message board will come up. Leave a prayer request. Share what God is doing in your life, and we can rejoice together. It's my hope that you've enjoyed these seven benefits in becoming more like Jesus. Not just benefits, these are amazing benefits. I'm so thankful that God bestows us on those that He loves. Be encouraged. Have a great week. This is Horace Williams here at Pleasing to the Potter, and I will talk to you soon. God bless and goodbye.